Thank you to our veterans. And we're asking our veterans to call in if they have a funny story from serving. Kind of celebrate on a fun side.
Yeah.
203-882-9757. 99.1 PLR, Chaz and AJ in the morning. An hour from now, we're going to put someone in the running to go see Metallica.
That's so cool.
In Nashville, Saturday, May 3rd.
Awesome.
Let's go to Brian in Naugatuck. Hey, Brian, thank you for your service.
How's it going, y'all?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, my daughter's favorite story. One of my soldiers had to use the ditch. So he asked me if I could go with him. While we're both taking a crap, we get in a firefight.
Oh, boy.
I would say I crap my pants, but my pants are down.
She had a bazooka going. Find a hole.
And we have no cover around us whatsoever.
Oh, boy.
He looks at me and goes, what do we do? I said, are you done? He goes, yeah. I go, wipe your ass. He goes, what are you going to do? I'm going to turn fire. Then we'll do vice versa.
Vice. Cover me while I clean myself.
You know, this is what makes you guys so special. Because,
exactly.
You know, most of us would be paralyzed in fear. You're like, all right, you're going to wipe. I'm going to return fire.
Right.
And then we're going to switch.
Exactly. Then, and then while you're washing your hands, I'll return fire. And vice versa.
I like that somehow he knew he had to have you go with him.
That is wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the funny part, we run back in. We get up on the wall. And then my platoon sergeant, he looks at him and goes, why the fuck are his pants down?
Why the F? Why the F?
Yes.
Why the F?
Ooh. Yeah, that.
Yeah, that one.
Right.
He's been
right.
Wiping his ass.
Because he deployed a missile, sir.
And the baby wipes over the wall.
Oh, my God.
He deployed a dirty bomb.
Yes.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it.
Yeah.
And where was this? Was that Afghanistan?
This was in the Ghazni province.
Wow, Jesus. Man, thank you for your service. What is platoon sergeant? Is that Army?
Yes.
Army. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be 230.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ironically, I was in the 2nd Battalion, 2nd Infantry Regiment.
Lot number 2 is there.
Yeah, Jesus.
Nice.
That's some stuff, man. Thank you, Brian.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow. You can't even take a crap in peace.
Seriously.
You know what I mean? We take so much for granted.
Literally.
Like, you're right in the middle of a duty, and it's like, oh, okay, great. Right. Now you're going to shoot at me.
A little busy right now.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Nuts. Matt in Torrington.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, thank you for your service.
Oh, not a problem. So I was in the Navy back probably about, like, 10 years ago or so, and I was we were deployed out in the Mediterranean out there. And Christians used to follow our ship playing in the wake of it. And one night I had a dream or a nightmare that dolphins had raided our ship and took all of us hostage. And for like a good week after that, when I would see the dolphins trailing the ship, I would get a little nervous about it.
This sounds like a South Park skit.
Yeah. There is an episode of The Simpsons with this.
Yeah. That's why. Yeah.
Yes, they did.
That's why.
Yeah, Treehouse of Horror.
Yep.
But, wow. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're never attacked by dolphins, so you've been okay.
Not yet.
Thankfully. Yeah.
Thankfully.
No. Not even the team.
The dolphins never took over.
Nope.
Thanks to your fine work, sir.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
It's all because of you.
Thank you.
All right. Time. Thank you for your service, brother.
Oh, my God.
That's why you see the dolphins like, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. This could be the one. Chuck, the submarine guy, thank you for your service.
You're welcome, guys. I Bill said I could tell, too, because I got two good ones for you. One's about me and one's about somebody else. I was on a submarine in Newport News Shipyard and had the night watch. And I don't see real good. I wear glasses now, and I'm nearsighted. So I was trying to get the draft reading off the rudder, and I didn't have my glasses because I didn't wear them a lot back then. And so I got a little bit closer to try to, you know, I'm squinting trying to see it, and at the end of the sub, it's, you know, algae and moss and stuff, and I fell in the water.
Whoops.
Oh, no.
And they had you on watch.
I fell in the water with my gun. With and then I'm trying to get back on. So I have to, you know, swim down to the end and kind of, like, shimmy crawl up to finally get out. And I finally made it and crawl back in. My clothes are soaking wet. And I take my gun out and take it apart. I took off all my clothes, and there was a rain suit in there, and I put that on, and then there was a big exhaust fan in the engine room, and I threw my clothes all on that, you know, so that they would dry, and I kept checking them.
Again?
You're going through a bad cell area right now.
AJ's right. He might have gone back in.
He fell in again. Chuck.
Oops.
He's in the water.
Yep.
Dang it.
Oh, Chuck, there you are.
Hey, there we are. Okay, yeah. So, anyway, so I guess one of the guys down in the engine room figured out that, you know, my clothes are and he took them. So that was like, it's time for me to almost get off watching them. I had to call down, and I was like, engine room topside, do you have my clothes? So what happened? I fell in the water. And then, like, they all started laughing, and you know. So then I had to, you know, they put them on a rope, and I was able to get them back on. But yeah, luckily I took the gun all apart, cleaned it all up, and it was okay. But yeah, that was pretty embarrassing. I mean, I wish I had a video of that. It would have been classic.
Oh yeah, he'd go viral.
I love that they all started laughing. It's like, don't worry, I made it back, guys.
Yeah, it's okay.
Thanks for your concern. Well, I'm still
dead.
Here.
I'm not dead.
We had this other guy. Well, to blow when. You go to the bathroom on the sub, it goes into a sanitary tank, and basically when it gets filled up, they pressurize it with air, and they just blow it out to sea.
Nice.
And they put up caution
tape. Oh, man, you don't want to be a dolphin behind that one.
Yeah, well,
that's why they want to take over the boats.
We had one guy that was new on the ship and came in half asleep and went right through the tape and took a piss and pulled the valve.
Took a pee.
And he got 1,000 pounds of air blowing crap right in his face.
Oh,
oh my God.
Is what
when
he
you
said?
Pull that, just imagine a hose like that's pressure, like your garden hose, and you pointed it to your face and you hit the nozzle.
It's like a
that's
fire
what
hose.
It was like, except
the world's
except crap was coming out instead of
yeah.
water.
The world's worst spray tan.
Yeah, that's a big one. You don't want to do that.
Oh, that's just embedded in you. That poop is embedded in your DNA now. Went in your eyes, went in your mouth.
I don't want to eat for a year and a half.
Went in your nose.
Plus, everybody's laughed at. You know, everybody laughed at every time we walked by. You know, I can't tell you what they were calling them, but.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was clearly S-faced.
And he pooped.
Yeah, that was probably one of the funniest things I ever saw.
I don't think you ever recover from that.
No.
That's therapy.
I don't know, man. I think I'd have PTSD from that for sure.
Yeah, no doubt.
What the S stands for.
How long have you been? What's the longest you've been underwater in a sub?
70 days.
Wow.
No.
Damn. Mm-mm.
I couldn't even get in
days.
A sub.
Well, it was
some
extenuating circumstances. Normally we would go out. I was on a boomer, so normally we go out for between 50, 55 days.
What's a boomer?
A ballistic missile submarine.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah, was one of the 41 for Freedom. I was on a 640 class fleet ballistic missile sub. We carried 16 Trident missiles.
Wow. Very cool.
What would that do?
It's gum.
What would what do?
Those like if you launched all those missiles, how big of a landmass would that take out?
Well, take out a country.
An entire. You had enough firepower on your one ship to take out an entire country.
That's some Trident.
Absolutely.
Like Wrigley's.
Well, you got to remember that each one of those missiles has 10 REVs, and so it's really 160 that you can drop and with pinpoint accuracy.
Unbelievable.
Like how pinpoint?
You call the shot?
Let's put it this way. With the technology now, they could put a missile right in your chair.
Wow.
In the chair.
Where you're sitting.
I'm going to move on my chair now.
So where you're sitting, Chaz, they could take you out.
I mean, you know, if they even got close, it would take me out. But, like, to put it right where I am, that's pretty insane.
Can you imagine, like, back in the day, they said that they could get within a few feet, but I mean, so, you know, back when I was in, it was in the 80s, and so technology was pretty, you know, it wasn't as good as it is now. I mean, we have enough technology on our cell phone than probably most of the equipment we had in the nav center.
Right.
It's just amazing, you know, stuff that I was working on at the time that was state of the art is pretty much obsolete now. So,
yeah. And were you guys ever like on that, you know, red alert or whatever, like that high alert where you thought, wow, this might be it. We might have to fire a bunch of these and like wipe out a country.
Yeah, I can't really talk too much about that. There was a couple times where we were in a basically in a war situation.
And did the rest of us know or no?
No. You guys know they don't tell anybody anything.
Wow.
I mean, with news being a little bit better, you might get a whiff of something, but I would come back and talk to my family and I'm like, did you hear anything about this? They're like, no, why? I'm like, oh, no reason.
when they end McRib.
You all almost died and had no idea.
Not
wow. See, no, this is why we need to thank you. We need to thank all of our veterans.
There's a lot of things that happen that, you know, even today, there's still, they say not to talk about it too much. You know, the only time I can talk about anything really is with another submarine guy, and they're hard to find. At our VFW, there's only like one other guy besides me, and he doesn't really come too much.
Oh, man.
You know, a few other ones moved away or passed away, and I'm like the lone person, you know.
You haven't tried these, like, there are no online groups? I mean, they have online groups for everything.
Well, they have some bit. Maybe when I retire next month, you know, they have a subnet group that's in Westport, but, you know,
yeah, and you could start one.
Yeah.
Change real quick.
Your phone is cutting in and out. Chuck, thank you so much for your service. Thanks for the stories, brother. Thank you, man.
Right,
thank
bye-bye.
You. Stay in touch. Carl in Torrington.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you for your service.
Awesome. Thank you. If you've seen the movie The Patriot, this will be a little funnier with Mel Gibson.
Okay.
We were in Iraq. And I was walking back from the gym, me, my sergeant, and my staff sergeant, who was a reservist and was just attached to us. We're walking back from the gym. It's July 2nd or 3rd, right before 4th of July. And we're just walking, talking, nothing special. And a big orange burst goes out like 50 yards in front of us. And our staff sergeant just looks and goes, oh, fireworks. And me and my sergeant look at each other. Like, no, that's not an effing firework. Grab him by the shoulder and shove him into the first structure we could find. And then another couple of rounds of mortars came in. And he's like, oh, I guess that's not a firework.
Look, bottle rocket.
Ooh.
Sparklers.
Yeah, big difference. We're not at home now.
Yeah, they don't do that here in Iraq.
No.
They don't celebrate
crackers.
Like that. They're just
big
blowing
crackers.
Us up. Wow. Holy crap. Were you guys targeted?
No, we're just on base. They just launch them in randomly.
Launching
and hope to hit
into
something.
Base. Right. Oh, right. Man. We don't even think of that. We think you're safe on base, you know? For the most part,
yeah,
we don't even think you could be just walking back to your bunk and like all hell breaks loose.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The fireworks break out.
Nuts.
Those damn fireworks.
All right, guys. So, the support you guys give it to the vets and everything.
Oh man, it's our honor to be part of the machine that helps the veterans. So thank you, sir. Thank you to our veterans.
Thank you.
And we're asking them to call. Like they haven't done enough, AJ.
Right.
We're asking them to call on Veterans Day to give us a lighter side of serving story.
These things happen.
You know, the funny stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. 203-882-9757. John in West Haven.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for your service.
All right. So this is just kind of a typical non-wartime. I was stationed in Germany in the 80s, and I was in a unit. We did it. We were constantly, you know. Every other month, we were in the woods for a month. But this time was in the dead of winter, and we did communication, so they always put us at the highest point they could. So we're on top of this, you know, mountain in Germany, and there's like, I don't know, 2 to 3 feet of snow on the ground.
Ugh.
At all times. And it turned out it was my time for KP, you know, little kitchen patrol, kitchen police, they call it. You know,
yeah.
And they're like, hey, John, let's go. You got it's like an 8-hour shift. And it was the first time doing it. So they bring me into this tent with, I don't know, 7,000 or 8,000 metal trays, at least. And then, and first off, the whole tent, big tent, one light bulb in the middle.
That's it.
Easy bake oven.
There's also no heat in the tent.
Oops.
So, but is it warmer in the tent?
So I'm like, oh, no. The wind was blowing. No, so they're like, so I'm like, well, how am I supposed to clean these things? Oh, there's a 55-gallon steel drum. I was like, okay. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to drop an immersion heater in here, which is like gas-powered, like either diesel or gas-powered heater. And it like flames up on itself and it'll gets the water pretty hot. But I was like, I put my hands in the water and I'm like, this fucking, excuse me, that's right, this water's boiling.
This effing water's boiling. Right.
And they're like, yeah, we can't turn it down.
Jeez.
So I'm doing this. So I've got my hands in, no gloves, of course. So I've got my hands in boiling water in a freezing cold tent. And as I'm scrubbing the pans, the water's hitting me and freezing.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn.
So like,
that's got to be a weird feeling. Your toes are about to fall off from freezing, and your hands are about to burn off from being in boiling water.
My hands were bright red for a couple of days, and my entire uniform, the whole front of me was like, I don't know, half inch, three quarters of an inch thick of ice.
Ah.
As I'm scrubbing frozen trays in boiling water. That was like a no big deal kind of thing.
Yeah, right. No big deal. Right. Just becomes part of it.
8 hours of that.
Yeah, that was a town of acid frozen.
I just don't
know.
How.
And the other thing that fuel problem was they gave us me and my guys a size 8 tent, but they gave us size 10 poles, which means our tent was like 2 feet off the ground. So the wind and the snow was just blowing under the tent.
You couldn't just cut the poles?
It's like the whole thing blew.
That would have been a good idea. We just had to go out and get pallets and just pile pallets so we could put our bunks on top of those things so the wind wasn't just directly blowing into the face.
And they
also didn't give us a tent stove for a week. We were there when I was there for 30 days in there.
Wow.
Good time.
I don't know how you do it.
No, I
go outside in the cold
funny,
and I'm like
I
running from the car to the building.
Seriously.
10 seconds I'm outside like,
one nipple hard and I'm inside.
I tell people these stories. They're like, get out of here. I was like, yeah. I said, I got a lot of witnesses.
Thank you, John. Thank you for your service, Brian.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
All right, you too.
Okay.
All right, Todd and Bethany did not serve, but he is sharing a story about one of his buddies.
Yeah, can you hear me, guys?
Yeah, it sounds kind of loud. It sounds like you're in an airplane with the window open.
Well, I'm going to fix that right now.
All right, thank you.
There you go. How's that?
Way much better.
Look at you.
Thank you, John. Thank you for your service, Brian. So listen, my buddy was over there, and they were out, I guess, on shore leave, whatever you want to call it, one night, and they ended up getting in a taxi going to a massage parlor. Mm-hmm. They get to the place. This isn't something, it's South Korea or some Asian country, right? So they get there, and my buddy's like, there ain't no way I'm doing this. But the other two guys are, you know, one guy gets in the elevator, the girl comes out, she goes, you know, first floor, back rub, second floor, get out, third floor, you can figure that out, right?
Right.
So the first guy gets in, goes, second guy.
So hold on, I had to hit the dump button there, but I just want to kind of cover. So each floor has a different service that a man may want.
Correct.
Require.
Yeah. Okay.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah. So the second guy's there, and he's like, you know what? I'm here. I'll get the back rub, right? So he goes in the elevator. My buddy's like, a minute later, the guy shows up. He walks out of the elevator. He's white as a ghost. He goes, what happened? He goes, they took me to the wrong floor.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
I can only imagine what he saw.
Oh.
Yeah.
What,
Asian somewhere.
What floor was it?
The third.
What was on the third floor?
All the way. Everything.
The full Monty. I'm assuming.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh.
Yeah, so he saw that and that was enough. He came back out.
He was just wanting a back rub. That's all. He's a back rub. We're back rub people.
Exactly.
I tell you, if you could have heard my friend delivered who was there, it was a little more explicit, but it was friggin' hysterical.
That's awesome. Well, when you see him,
hey, Tom,
we said thank you.
Everybody for their service, man. Awesome. Thank you.
Exactly. Todd, thank you, brother. Johnny O, North Haven.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. So, I was in the Air Force, and the first day I arrived at Pease Air Force Base up in New Hampshire, there was a guy across the hall, and he came over and he says, "You're new? We'd like you to come in the room." There was three girls in the room with him. Now, I wasn't a big drinker, but they were sitting around playing strip poker.
Ah.
And I was nominated to come in and join in the fun.
Right.
So they were drinking Puerto Rican rum 151. Now,
nice.
For a guy who doesn't drink, you can just imagine what happened. It was November. It was cold outside. Now, this is what I was told.
That's what it was. It was cold.
Right. And Bacardi.
This is what I was told. I left the room in my underwear, walked down 95 out of Pease Air Force Base, and was thumbing.
Nice. Always use your thumb.
They said, "Hey, where are you going?" I said, I'm going to Florida. And they said, "We are too. Hop in the back. We'll give you a ride."
Nice.
So the next thing I remember is waking up in the morning, and all the guys ribbed me so badly about the cops coming in, putting me in my bed, and the rest is history.
Yeah, I don't know who I'd be more worried about, the guy who's hitchhiking in his underwears in the cold,
right,
or the person who would stop to pick that person
right
up.
Yeah, either one.
Yeah.
Well, thank God it was the police.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
Yeah.
All right.
Kidding.
Thank you, brother.
That was my my introduction at Pease Air Force Base.
You fit right in.
Bacardi rum.
Great work. Great work.
Thank you, Johnny.
Yeah, great work.
Thank you for your service, man.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And
you too, brother. Liz and Seymour.
Yes, good morning. Hi, guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
Hello.
My dad was in the Army. He was a lifer, 24 and a half years in the Army.
Whoa.
And when we were, he was based in Topeka, Kansas. And we, you know, and close by near the housing, well, not too close, but close enough, they would have their training fields. So my brother and I forget how old we were, maybe 5 and 6 or something like that. We went out fooling around, and we found what we thought was some kind of a toy. So we grabbed it. We're throwing it back and forth to each other, and we're coming home. And my dad happened to be home, and he saw us. And I won't use the language he used, but it's like, you know, basically freeze. As it turns out, we had picked up a live grenade.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I thought it was a pineapple.
Whoa.
So my dad comes over, grabs the thing. He has to call, you know, calls whoever he calls, whatever. They came over, and they set it off. It was a live grenade. And here we are tossing it back and forth to each other and all that kind of stuff. So we were forbidden to go in that field anymore.
Yeah, you were done at that point.
Pretty much.
But, you know, we also found, like, the rations that they had in the cans and, you know, stuff like that. Because they'd go out there, they'd train, they'd stay, you know, sleep there and all that kind of stuff. So they had all of that there. And we'd open up the cans, and I don't know how many years the stuff had been there, but...
Equally as bad.
Yeah. Did you move around a lot?
Sorry. Yes. Oh,
yeah.
My God. I was born in Austria. I have 5 other siblings. My brother and I are both born in Austria. I have a sister born in Germany, another sister born in Massachusetts, a brother in North Carolina.
That's what happens when you're the child of a career military person.
You're the Von Trapps.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you have a career, dad or mom in the service, you're part of the service too.
Yeah, we have to think just not just the veterans, but also the families.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's my story.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Great story.
And glad you're okay.
No kidding.
Yeah, watch your play from now on.
That could have been, that big hole in the ground? Well, that's where Liz was.
Whose shoe is this?
Exactly. So you guys have a great day, and thanks to all the veterans out there.
Yes, thank you, veterans.